This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDNIDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, November 21st, 2025. ARRL reports that the FCC has extended the filing deadline to March 5, 2026 for amateur radio licenses that otherwise were due to expire from October 1, 2025 to March 5, 2026. That news follows the recent reopening of the federal government on November 13th following a lengthy 43-day shutdown. Since reopening, many federal agencies, including the FCC, have resumed activities, though reducing backlogs and rebounding to full operations may take some time. And this includes significant delays in filing amateur radio license applications. ARRL Volunteer Examiner Coordinator, ARRL VEC Manager Maria Soma, AB1FM, explained the announcement means that amateurs whose license expired or will expire between October 1, 2025 and March 5, 2026 may continue to operate upon completing a license renewal filing by March 5, 2026. Soma added that the FCC ULS systems are intermittently available again, which include the License Manager System, FCC License Search and Application Search databases, as well as the CORS system. The FCC had also briefly resumed accepting applications filings via its electronic batch filing or EBF system on late Wednesday afternoon, November 19th. The EBF system is used by ARRL-VEC and all VEC organizations to file exam sessions, new and upgraded licenses, as well as individual and club license filings, none of which are not being processed at this time, said Soma. But on Thursday morning, an official alert was posted to the FCC website indicating the FCC systems were experiencing significant performance degradation. While some applications were successfully processing on Wednesday afternoon, it appears that currently the EBS system is no longer accepting applications. According to the FCC's website, there will be substantial delays in retrieving search results and slow or delayed processing of new applications. For continued updates on this story and more information, go to ARRL News. Several well-known radio amateurs are among recipients of this year's honors from the Radio Club of America, RCA, an organization of both professionals and amateurs that has been promoting advancements in wireless communication for more than 100 years. Among the amateurs recognized this year by RCA are noted contester, former RCA president and DX Engineering CEO Tim Duffy, K3LR, Chester Scholl, Jr., K3LA, and Julio Rapolo, WD4R. In addition, several hams were named as RCA Fellows, including AT&T Executive Brian Daly, WB70ML, and HamSci Founder and Coordinator Dr. Nathaniel Fussell, W2NAF. The awards will be presented at RCA's annual Technical Symposium and Awards Banquet on November 22, 2025, to be held in Washington, D.C. NOAA's National Weather Service, NWS, has announced the cancellation of Skywarn Recognition Day, SRD, 2025. The necessary time and resources required to plan a comprehensive national event for Skywarn Recognition Day 2025 are not available this year. Thus, the difficult decision was made to cancel this year's event by the NWS. The NWS will work with ARRL and Skywarn spotters to brainstorm ideas to redevelop a spotter appreciation event for 2026. ARRL, which has a memorandum of understanding with NWS, emphasized the strength of the longstanding partnership behind the event. ARRL is proud of the continued partnership with the National Weather Service to promote and recognize Skywarn and the volunteers around the country. We look forward to working together to revitalize and promote Skywarn Recognition Day again next year, said Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, ARRL Director of Emergency Management. The NWS ARRL SRD National Committee extends its appreciation to all Skywarn volunteers for their dedication and service to their communities and offers best wishes for a safe and happy holiday season. If you or your club are developing projects in advanced amateur radio or digital communications, now is a great time to apply for Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC, grant funding, with the next application deadline on February 1st, 2026. The foundation has been awarding grants since 2019, supporting a wide range of initiatives that strengthen and expand the amateur radio and digital communications communities. ARDC's priority areas for funding reflect the organization's broader vision and strategy for supporting experimentation, education, and open technology within the amateur radio and digital communications communities. They are especially interested in projects that align with these three areas: research and development, space-based communications, and open source education. Proposals are welcome across the full range of projects that align with the areas and remain a priority in ARDC grant-making decisions. Learn more about these priority areas and ARDC at ardc.net. The Hunt Valley, Maryland Amateur Radio Club of the National Electronics Museum will commemorate 2025 Pearl Harbor Day and the role of electronics in World War II, December 1st to the 11th, 1300 Zulu to 2200 Zulu. Primary operation will be December 1st to the 7th, with additional operation possible December 8th through the 11th, as operator availability permits. Special event station W2W will operate on 14.241, 14.041, 7.241, and 7.041 MHz. Operation on 80 meters, 3.541 and 3.841 MHz, and digital modes is possible during that event. Also, a certificate will be available. A reminder that next week's ARRL letter will be published a day earlier on Wednesday, November 26, 2025. ARRL headquarters will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday and Friday, November 27th and 28th. During the holiday break, W1AW will not transmit bulletins or code practice, and the station will be closed to visitors. ARRLHQ will reopen on Monday, December 1st at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 1300 UTC. Members can continue to take advantage of many services at www.arrl.org. And we wish you and yours a happy holiday, and we're thankful for your membership and your support. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. A few weeks ago, we spoke about a Japanese satellite, BOTAN. It has been operational. It has an APRS digipeater on 146.825 MHz. It was originally programmed to operate for 12 hours after activation. However, it turns out to only be operating for 8 hours. What this means is that when the Japanese ground station activates the digipeater, by the time it reaches parts of North America, it is about to turn off. So that some of North America, Asia, Australia, Africa, Europe, and South America can gather data and use the APRS digipeater, the satellite was commanded to turn on a bit later than when it was over Japan. Hopefully, there will be more passes where the satellite is activated later. As we're talking about APRS, APRS has been suspended on the ISS, as they are doing a 25th anniversary project sending SSTV on 145.800 MHz. APRS on 146.825 MHz will resume November 20th. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, November 26th, the SKCC Sprint, that's CW. Also on November 26th, the UKEICC 80-meter contest, that is CW as well. November 27th, the RSGB 80-meter Autumn Series, CW. November 29th through the 30th, the CQ Worldwide DX contest, that's CW. On December 2nd, the ARS Spartan Sprint, CW. December 4th, QRP ARCI Top Band Sprint Contest, that's CW. November 4th through the 5th, the Walk for the Bacon QRP Contest, CW there. Also on December 4th, the NRAU 10-meter Activity Contest, CW Phone and Digital, and the SKCC Sprint Europe, CW. On December 5th, the NCCC FT4 Sprint, that's digital. Also on December 5th, the weekly RTTY test, that's digital. And on December 5th through the 7th, the ARRL 160-meter contest, that is CW. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and divisional conventions, December 12th through the 13th, the Tampa Bay Ham Fest hosting the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention. That's in Plant City, Florida. January 10th, Ham Radio University, ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention. That's in Brookville, New York. January 16th through the 17th, the Southwest Florida Regional Ham Fest. That's the ARRL Southern Florida Convention, and that's in Fort Myers, Florida. And on January 30th through the 31st, the Jackson MS Capital City Ham Fest, ARRL Mississippi State Convention. That's in Jackson, Mississippi. And remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Twin Cities Amateur Radio Club in Champaign, Illinois, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.